This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I am uncharacteristically chipper.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm just, I got a lust for life these days, Tom.
Ew.
What?
A lust?
Yeah. I'm like leering at life.
Oh, Tim.
Just anything. Like anything living. Plants.
You're gonna
animals.
The first man canceled due to
just rubbing my hands together and drooling and going, oh yeah.
Yeah, well you gotta watch out for Poison Ivy. Not the cartoon character, just you know.
Uma Thurman, Tom?
If you're lusting after plants.
Hollywood actress Uma Thurman.
Tim, are you lusting after plants because of your experience with a certain herb last week?
Oh, I know what you're referring to.
I haven't seen you since we recorded Tim and Tom Get High for Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/complete guide.
Let's keep it clean on this, Tom.
What? You didn't... We don't need to
talk about
clean.
Drug use on this, well, on this podcast. People have to pay for that.
We can talk about drug use on this podcast. We can't... But we do it on the paid podcast.
Yeah. You forced me to smoke pot.
Yeah, I held
behind
you down
a paywall last week
and shoved a 6-foot bong into your mouth.
Something that I do not do. I do not smoke marijuana, but it's legal now. And if something's legal, you have to try it once.
Exactly. Are there any other weird things that are legal in New York? That aren't legal elsewhere? Not really. For like a very liberal state and city, we have like the most restrictive laws in the country, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you always just talk about how you want to buy a gun and several guns. And
well, that's true. You can't have a gun in New York.
I know.
I worked with a maniac years ago who would commute from Albany, New York to Soho, Manhattan every day, which is like... I don't know, like a 6-hour train ride, right?
Wait, he would commute from Albany? I don't think it's 6 hours. It's probably like, probably like
5 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long
Tom,
time.
Tom, I don't think it's 6 hours. It's 5 hours.
I know that when I asked him about it, it's like, why are you doing that? He's like, rents in New York. This guy was a weird dude. Mm-hmm. He was like, rents in New York, they're too expensive. I'm like, how much is your train ticket a month? It's like, it's $9.50 a month. That's what you could get a room. You know, this was like years ago, a decade ago.
Also, like quality of life. You want to
and you could not spend 10 hours a day on a train.
Did he? I mean, I guess it makes sense. If you're on a train, you sleep 8 hours a night, right?
Uh-huh.
If you did all your sleeping, if you did all of your, and you just had like a weird schedule where it's just like,
can you do that though? Can you like cut your sleeping in half that way? Of like, I'm gonna sleep.
Yeah, like, that's what they did in like the Middle Ages. I think that's what they did. You know, they would like wake up in the middle of the night and just like fraternize for a couple hours and then they'd just be like, all right, back. How awesome would that be? I'm always a guy, my entire life I've been upset. This is why I live in New York City, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always upset.
The city that never sleeps.
Yeah, I was always upset that like things would shut down at night. Like I always thought it was so depressing, like 1 a.m. and it's like everyone in this whole goddamn town is asleep.
Yeah, well, and I know like times me and you have been in other cities, especially in England and Europe, when it's especially like on a Sunday when it's like things didn't even open.
Yeah.
We're both like insane.
You need
like
going
I've almost starved to death multiple times. And
you mean I can't get a hamburger after 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
God,
I can't get whatever I want whenever I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. Yeah, I don't understand that whole Middle Ages thing. Of just like they would just like get up and like hang out at like 3 o'clock in the morning though.
Why? Well, because they went to bed when the sun went down.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then like if you're gonna sleep whenever it's dark out, then you're gonna get too much sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it also makes sense. I wasn't thinking about how they probably went to bed when the sun went down because they had been working in a way
they collapsed. They collapsed and fell asleep. Yeah,
would not be familiar with since the sun was up. So yeah, they probably would just like collapse and they'd be like, "Oh, I woke up in the middle of the night. Let me, you know, now's my time to hang out
because
I got to get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, start my hellish existence all over again.
Yeah, but they know it's hellish at the time.
Yeah,
I always wonder about like what people, if there are still people like 500 years from now, what they're going to look back on that we do. And they're like, oh, God, that's hell.
I don't know, because if I look back 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
all the stuff that I've experienced,
yeah.
I think life is worse now.
It is, but it isn't, because I also think if you went back. Well, I mean, it's a little different because you were alive 20 years ago. But I think if you went back 20 years and you weren't able to, like, use your phone to get around, if you had to, like, go back to MapQuest.com and print out directions and stuff, you'd be like, oh, this sucks. I mean, obviously not as much as going back to Middle Ages, but it would still be like, yeah, this is very inconvenient.
Yeah, but also it'd be like, oh, there's no, like, crazy death cult that's spreading on social media that's like infecting previously rational people.
Yeah. But you'd also have to go back and deal with Y2K.
Tom,
so
Y2K,
you'd be worried about that.
For guys like me, Y2K was a breeze.
Yeah.
I mean, delegated all that work. You guys change all your two digits to four digits. I'll be over here listening to Bush and Eve 6.
Well, if I went back in time 20 years, I would stop 9/11, but I'm selfless in that way.
I didn't say I wouldn't.
No, you said you
I don't know.
You said you'd be listening to Bush and Eve 6.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you could
I'd be trying to figure out
you can fight terrorists while listening to the 16 Stone.
Breathe in, breathe
out. How awesome would it be,
man,
running around freaking Logan Airport, punching some guys in the back of the
I'd
head.
I'd go to the gyms that they were working out in. I wouldn't wait. I think it'd be a little risky to wait until they were at the airport.
It'd be dramatic, though, and you could catch them in the act.
Not in the act. Oh, I guess maybe like afterwards they'd be like, oh, yeah, they had all this, you know, zip ties and razor blades on and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas otherwise you'd just be a local nutcase that murdered somebody with a...
Yeah.
Nah, but you murder him, but then
I'd
like...
I'd certainly go to jail for a hate crime, right?
No, you'd murder him, and then like, you know, the police would be investigating you, and then somebody would come in, and they'd be like, Agent McManus, FBI, I need to see this. We're taking this man into FBI custody. He's an American hero.
Right. It's a guy from... future?
No, it'd be an FBI agent. Like, they would be like, we know we were keeping an eye on this guy. We were trying to tell the president about him, but he wouldn't listen.
He was golfing.
How'd we get on to all the... just that it would be very inconvenient to live in a different time. But do you think...
No, you had a coworker.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
And he wanted a gun? Is that why...
Yeah. He was telling us, he would tell us all this insane shit. He went to this is the kind of guy that, like, I'm low-key a little nervous even mentioning this, because he just seemed like an absolute nutcase. Like, we did a paintball trip, like a company
team-building thing?
Yeah. And this guy brought all of his own paintball equipment, which, like, fine if you're into paintball. Mm-hmm. Except he did not bring his own paintballs. He used, like, the company bought paintballs. But his gun could fire like 1,000 paintballs a second, whereas everybody else's could shoot like one at a time. So he went through like hundreds of dollars worth of paintballs, and every single...
They didn't cut him off at some point? The company was just like,
I cut him off at some point.
Why? Well, Tom, the ability to shoot that many paintballs that quickly, you were getting involved?
No, because his gun also kept getting jammed because, like, I don't think it was meant to like use...
You don't need to insert yourself into every situation.
Well, I was in this situation, Tim, but like because he would run out and then he would go to other people like, hey, can I have more paintballs? And I'd be like, no, you keep.
You're still so mad about this a decade later.
Well, because the game would start, the match or whatever it is, the war, and they'd be like, all right, the battle starts now. And he would run out, fire 300 paintball guns in a second, 300 paintballs in a second, and then immediately his gun would jam, and then somebody would just, like, walk up and shoot him.
So cool. That's great.
But in the meantime, he was wasting all of the paintballs.
Who cares, Tom?
I care. I wanted more paintballs.
You could use... He wasn't taking your paintballs.
He was. There was like a set supply of like the company.
Was there like a big like trough of paintballs?
Yeah, it was like the company can't go bankrupt buying paintballs.
I know. What I'm asking was there a centralized location? Where, that's cool. That's
and
efficient.
He was taking them all.
I was worried
all.
About the logistics.
And then people would be like, well, there's no more paintballs. And then like somebody would have to go and buy more paintballs. And he'd be like, finally, and take like all of them. Because he also had like, you know.
Why are you telling?
He had extended magazines and like all these like pockets that he would put them in. But anyway, he also he was like one of these guys too who would just like come up to you and start conversations and he'd be like, why are you talking
about
to me?
Coworkers from a decade ago?
No, but he like came up one time. He's like, how's it going? I'd be like, I'm very busy. He'd be like, yeah, me too. I'm suing the government of New York City to issue me a concealed carry permit for a handgun. I'd be like, what? They don't give out concealed permits for handguns. He's like, I know. That's why I'm
suing
them.
They do for Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If you're a big time actor.
Don Imus.
And director like Woody Allen. He didn't say that. He didn't say, you know, I'm just trying to be treated like Woody Allen or Don Imus or any other New York City hero.
That's all anybody wants. To be treated, to get the Don Imus treatment.
And he was just like, you know, going on and on. And like, this was not a guy that had like a ton of money, you know, didn't have like a, you know, he wasn't like an executive at the company or something. And he was like, yeah, I hired a lawyer. I'm like, why are you hiring a lawyer? He's like, I got to have a gun. It's dangerous. We were in Soho, like one of the like safest parts of New York City.
I guess you've never seen the film After Hours.
I haven't seen the
starring
film
starring Griffin
Hours.
Dunn.
No, I haven't.
Directed by my friend Marty.
What happens in it? Does it take place in the 70s?
Yeah, in the early 80s.
Yeah, well, sure. Soho was, this was the late aughts.
Yeah.
Soho was not a dangerous place. It was a place full of, like, very tall models.
Tell that to Woody Allen. Very tall models are very threatening to Woody Allen.
Well, exactly. And I think this guy probably found tall models threatening in the same way Woody Allen would. But yeah, I don't know if he ever got that gun permit. He was fired because his job was to set up the phones. And after 6 months, our phones still didn't work.
Well, Tom, I started this off saying I had a lust for life and you've taken that from me.
Tim, this week we're talking... A topic, honestly, I mean, we've talked about this topic, but I'm surprised we've never done an episode on this topic. Fast food breakfast. Tim.
We're fast food connoisseurs, I'd say.
We are.
I've been out of the game for a while.
I have too, because during the pandemic, I don't know. I just, the need for fast food hasn't been the same. Because fast food is when you need food fast.
Yeah, I haven't needed anything very quickly in the last year and a half.
No, and like that's not to say my eating habits are any better.
Mine are a lot better.
Mine are pretty good, I think, lately. But like, you know, I'd order takeout, order like stuff that, you know, probably isn't like the healthiest solution, but probably even like the worst thing you get from like a regular restaurant is probably still better than like, I don't know, a salad from McDonald's.
Yeah, a salad from McDonald's is worse than a Big Mac from McDonald's, though. So,
but I will say this. Breakfast is the best meal from a fast food place. Would you agree?
No. What? Absolutely not.
No? I mean, not for like your health or like getting a good start to the day, but I'm talking in terms of deliciousness.
Yeah, no. I mean, what if you ask anybody, what's your favorite fast food item?
Yeah.
99 out of 100 will say like Big Mac or Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich or a cheesy gordita crunch. Nobody's going to be like an Egg McMuffin.
But what have you mentioned to them? And remember, this includes an Egg McMuffin. Maybe they'll
that's
say,
leading, oh, no, that, no.
I thought you said that's an illegal question.
You are, you know nothing of polling, Tom.
You got to tell people. And
this is why I lobbied to have Nate Silver sit in on all of our episodes.
You ask him and you say, now keep in mind, this includes breakfast, lunch, and dinner and dessert.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get that like freaking
weirdo who's like, I like a soft serve cone.
Yeah. Or like one of those prepackaged pies from Burger King.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those. Where it's like it's a slice of pie. But it's not a slice from a pie that ever existed.
No,
whole.
it's in like a cardboard thing that you have to like pull off one of those things. Like it's like,
yeah. On the side. I mean, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, I like that part, and I like the stuff inside too.
Yeah,
but I'd rather eat a Whopper, Tom.
Yeah, I would too. But those pies are pretty good. I forget about those pies. Do you think they do produce those pies in a circle, or they've got some way to just make that slice size?
Huh. It would seem inefficient to
that's
produce
what
them
I was
in a
thinking,
circle.
But then it's like, how inefficient would it be? They just have to add a and step where they cut it up.
Yeah, and how would it be more efficient to like make a bunch more smaller things than one big thing and then cut it up?
Huh. I wonder if we'll ever find the answer to this. If you work
this is
in
why
the,
Mr. Rogers should still be around.
Yeah, he gets to the bomb of this.
Yeah, he brings you to the crayon factory. He could bring you to the fast food pie factory.
Yeah, find out if they make the pies whole or in slices. Yeah. That also strikes me as the kind of thing where like they might make that in the box or something weird.
Yeah.
like those boxes come sealed from the factory and they somehow inject the pie into it through like a hole in the back that then they seal up.
Still delicious.
So you don't think breakfast from a fast food place is the most delicious meal you can get from a fast food
place?
No,
because Tom, let me tell you this. I don't eat meat anymore. So I'm functionally out of most of the good
fast food
options,
game.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go get fries, but like,
I mean, fries are very good.
Fries are fine.
Fries are more than fine. Don't be an asshole.
Fries are okay, but I'm not ever thinking like, oh, you know what I could go for? A freaking croissant-wich from Burger King.
It's
right
croissant-wich.
No, croissant. Croissant, Tim, croissant. You know how people they have to say croissant? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They insist on it.
Yeah. Croissant.
Hey. Croissant.
Crescent. Hey, give me, I mean.
The crescent roll.
Yeah, crescent roll, which is, a, I mean, that is a croissant, so it must
croissant-wich.
Just.
Croissant-wich. Croissant-wich. I'm going to say croissant-wich. I think in marketing, in
what?
Like commercials,
no,
they call it a croissant-wich.
Look, they don't have commercials for these things. And also, would you call something a sandwich?
Would you call something a croissant?
Yeah. Crescent roll. Crescent roll.
Sandwich. It's classy.
It is pretty funny. I never thought about that. Who makes that? Pillsbury? That they must have just been like, nobody knows what a croissant is. Call it a crescent roll.
Yeah.
Plus, or maybe they were like, I don't know, maybe like Jimmy Carter called them up and he was like, the French ambassador is on my ass about you guys selling something you're calling a croissant. You got to change the name, fellas.
You think that's what the president does?
I think that's what Jimmy Carter handled.
I don't know what you think about Jimmy Carter. He's like a good man.
He is a peanut farmer.
Tim. I don't know.
They made him sell his peanut farm.
He's old now.
He's very old. Still a good guy.
Yeah.
Ineffective president by all accounts, but good man.
Who knows? Oh, you know why they hated him? Because he was like, hey, let's try to like not use a lot of energy. If you're cold, put on a sweater before you blast up your heat.
Yeah,
and how many people like, died? Fuck you! I hate this guy.
How many people died of cold due to that?
Hundreds
advice?
Of thousands.
All right, so you don't, you just don't.
I like it.
When you ate meat, were you into fast food breakfast?
Yeah, but I not more than I was. Like Tom, what are your top three fast food items? What are your desert island three fast food items?
I'll tell you. All right. Okay. You know what? I'll say this. I'm not super familiar with all of the different chains fast food options because that's what I mostly want to talk about. A lot of these chains have recently gotten into the game.
Right. No, I'm trying to prove a point here.
I will say, number one, they don't make it anymore, but the steak, egg, and cheese bagel, McBagel.
Yeah, the bagel sandwich. That's your number one, all fast food items, not breakfast, specifically.
It was so delicious.
The idea of steak from McDonald's, I could never...
It wasn't steak. It was like a weird...
Of course, I know it wasn't steak.
It was like a texture of meat that I've never experienced before, but I really liked. But I will also tell you this, Tim, that I could not... I couldn't eat it unless I was very close to a toilet. When I was toilet where I'd be comfortable.
Yeah, I see.
So like, you know, even if I would drive to get one, it'd be like, well, I can't eat it in the car. I need to bring it home to eat it. And I suspect that's why they discontinued it, that there was something to it. Like it was an extremely greasy sandwich.
Right.
Which I think was what did it.
McDonald's famously discontinues anything with grease in it.
No, I mean, this was like next level grease, though. Okay. Even for McDonald's, it was nuts. Tom,
I think I'm just taking umbrage.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you are claiming that it's like conventional wisdom. everybody agrees that fast food breakfast is the best thing you can get from fast food. If that were true, they'd just make breakfast all day.
McDonald's just
no,
I
they
mean,
make
they didn't
solely
just,
breakfast all day.
Oh, I mean, that's what IHOP best. And Pancake House.
Yeah, that's not fast food.
What am I thinking of? Waffle House.
It's not fast food. Those are classy sit-down restaurants. Don't.
No, those are quick serve.
Have you ever been to a Waffle House?
I don't actually know if I ever have.
It's delicious.
And all the Waffle Houses on Long Island growing up looked like unbelievably
dirty. Did they
have
Waffle Houses?
Yeah, there were like one or two.
Oh, they all look like that. They all look unbelievably dirty, but they're great.
There were like one or two, and honestly, to this day, I don't know if they were open or not. Or if they were like, oh, that place closed in the 80s and that's just what it looks like.
Yeah, Waffle House had my favorite thing that I ever saw in a fast food place.
Is it waffles?
No. I mean, they did have waffles, Tom. Spoiler, I don't think anytime I went there, I don't think anybody I've ever been with ate the waffles. But you eat and it's a greasy meal. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave. And on the door, when you're leaving, it says, see you tomorrow. It's just like, that's a problem. Because if that's coming true, this town, these townsfolk
I mean, there is. I'm sure there are
not long for this world.
Yeah, it's not a great ideal. I mean, that's the thing about fast food breakfasts. I actually don't know.
Breakfasts.
I actually don't know in other parts of the world what, like, I assume like McMuffins exist everywhere else, but the recent push into breakfast that a lot of other fast food chains have done in America, I don't know if that's extended worldwide. We'd have to ask Mr. Worldwide.
Pitbull,
he would know. He'd be able to tell us in a heartbeat.
See, this is... I'm always lobbying for Nate Silver to sit in. You're always lobbying for Pitbull for an international perspective.
And now we go to the international... for an international perspective from Mr. our Worldwide. Correspondent, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull. Yeah, I mean, that'd be great if we could just have some... if we could have these two men who are way more... successful than us, sitting as consultants.
I think people would tune in and be like, who are these guys that are talking?
How does Mr. Pitbull...
When we first meet him, Tom, when we pitch him this idea, we should call him Mr. Pitbull.
Not Mr. Worldwide?
Mr. Bull.
That sounds too informal. Pitbull Worldwide.
You know, Meatloaf... the man Meatloaf changed his name to Meatloaf. It was something a day. Adele changed her name from Meatloaf to Adele.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Huh. Interesting rock and roll trivia.
Yeah, it's one of those Lincoln Kennedy things.
Or Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy, and Kennedy had a secretary named Lincoln.
Yeah. So anyway, so he made people call him Mr. Loaf.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's not cool as a bit.
Sounds gross. Yeah. Mr. Loaf.
I mean, he named himself Meatloaf. That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
He's I don't know how, but Meatloaf has suffered multiple concussions, right?
Wait, what do you mean?
He like comports himself as a man these days as a man that like oh, yeah, he's been concussed.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to any Meatloaf concerts in the past few years.
What do you do? He mostly just sings the national anthem at,
baseball games?
No, political events for some real weirdos.
I wouldn't want him to sing the national anthem. I want him to sing, Dashboard
I
Light
can
or
see
something.
See paradise by the dashboard. What about... like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, I'd even take that, sure. Yeah. Not even. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
It always amazes me that Pitbull is simultaneously so known as being a Miami guy, yet also being Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, well, Miami is a very international city, Tom.
I guess that's true. He really threaded the needle there.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about whether these fast food places have these breakfasts is available everywhere.
You could just say breakfasts.
Breakfasts. Because the fast food breakfast is kind of just the idea of the American breakfast taken to, you know, the nth level.
Yeah, the extreme.
Yeah, of just like, look, American breakfast already has this connotation as like just the most like indulgent breakfast imaginable. And like other countries don't have that because other countries are like, you can't eat all that heavy shit for breakfast. Eat that for dinner. Like we have, you know, other countries have, you know, indulgent dinners or whatever, but they're all smart enough to be like, no, don't start your day with,
something that you quote need to be close to a toilet for.
Yeah. Well, you don't necessarily for a regular American breakfast, but you do for some, fast food breakfasts.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious if that, has made its way across the pond or if they're like, no, this won't translate. People don't eat, you know, a regular American breakfast, let alone, as you so eloquently put it, something you need to be close to the toilet for.
That's what you said, Tom.
I don't remember.
Just quoting you. All right. So, look. we're going to agree to disagree that fast food breakfast is the best that fast food has to offer. Wait, you didn't go through you didn't go through your top three.
Oh no. My number two, well, you know what, Tim? I don't want to go through those yet because I want to talk about all the major
So they're things. All going to be breakfast what? Things, your favorite fast food items,
oh,
your
no,
top
I thought
three.
You said my favorite fast food breakfast items.
No, because here's my thing. Uh-huh. I was asking you, what are your favorite fast food items?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would be breakfast items.
They might be. I would well, still that's what take I was that. Asking. I would take that steak bagel.
And you seemingly understood that when I asked the question earlier.
Well, I might have pretended like I understood it. I would still take that steak bagel. That would be. Maybe it's just because it's discontinued. It might not even be discontinued. Mm-hmm. I might have mentally blocked it.
That's
out
probably
of my mind.
It's probably for the best.
I was like, look,
you get hip. You had to go get hypnotized.
Yeah, or like part of my subconscious just can't see it because my brain's like, we can't go through this anymore.
Yeah,
don't
you
order
had to go
that.
Through an eternal sunshine of the spotless mind procedure to make sure you didn't die from that sandwich.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, Tim, I want to get into, I want to cover some of the big boys in the fast food world.
Yeah. Bob's Big Boy.
No, that, Tim, you just told me Waffle.
Previously, Jared.
Who?
Jared Fogle from Subway. He used to be a big boy.
Yeah, I forgot you loved him. Yeah. You always talked about how he was the king.
I liked him before he lost all that weight.
when he was running a bunch of porn sites.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I'm appalled learning that about Jared. I don't think I could hear anything even more alarming about that man.
I thought he had simply lost his way. I want to talk about the big fast food chains and what they have to offer.
Okay.
So as we mentioned, McDonald's, they still have the, I don't believe they have the steak, but I think they do still have like a bagel, you know, just like a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel type thing.
Classic breakfast for me, American breakfast, bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. And that has been interpreted many different ways by the quote big boys of yeah. fast food.
Now, you prefer bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll over a bagel?
In my everyday life, yes.
Yeah, I mean, a roll's less heavy than a bagel.
Yeah, I think it's got a nostalgic thing too. Yeah. Like I prefer it from a deli than a fast food place. Well, I think to want to get something from a fast food place, they have to offer something unique, you know, a unique garbage spin on it.
Well, I was also going to say the trouble with like a bacon, egg and cheese or egg and cheese, whatever, sausage, egg and cheese, whatever you want on a bagel.
Do you know what I get nowadays?
What?
Egg and cheese with avocado. That sucks.
I thought you were going to say soy.
No.
With tofu.
Yeah, some bullshit. It's not the same.
Yeah, I can't really imagine the avocado having much of a chance taste-wise.
It's good, but it's not like, oh, this is what I wanted instead of crispy bacon.
Right.
Or a big, like, delicious sausage patty.
Well, I think the important thing that sausage or bacon add to that equation is salt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what makes that a really good combo with those things. That's like, oh, and there's one thing that's basically just salt in a solid form.
Yeah.
Because I've had breakfast or veggie sausage and veggie bacon on like a bacon and egg and or an egg and cheese, and like that's good. That's better than an avocado, and I like avocado.
There's a place near me that put like a latke on there. You know what that is, Tom?
No.
It's like a
potato.
Yeah, like a fried potato, but that's kind of salty.
Like a hash brown kind of.
Yeah, and it's crispy, like a McDonald's hash brown, right? Like, and it's
a
like,
real hash brown.
It's like crispy and salty, and that's quite nice. That's better than avocado.
I was gonna say, I just want to get this thought out, and then I want to talk about latke is latke. The way I've always heard it.
You're thinking of Andy Kaufman's character on Taxi.
The problem with a bagel. With these things is that
the hole in the middle.
Actually, that is part of the problem.
Agreed. Yeah,
but it's that also the bagel is, if it's a decent bagel, it's going to be chewy, and that chewiness is going to make a mess of the like egg and cheese inside, and it's going to squirt out the sides and everything.
Yeah, should have a clean bite right through it.
Yeah, which is actually, to McDonald's credit, their bagels
are not like real bagels.
I mean they've engineered it in a way that does work. McDonald's hash browns, Tim.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I mean, it's just a solid oil that you can eat.
Yeah.
That's another one. You gotta know where the nearest toilet is, unfortunately.
All right. Tom, McDonald's breakfast in the 80s is what I remember so fondly.
Yeah.
They had like two menu items. They had hotcakes. They didn't call them pancakes. They called them hotcakes. And I feel
because
like,
of some legal.
Yeah, I feel like. Is that like
we didn't make these in a pan, so we can't call them pancakes?
Yeah, but that's where you're gonna choose to be like truthful in your marketing.
Maybe they got, I don't know, sued or something.
Yeah, it got it.
Well, in some parts of the country, they call them hotcakes more than pancakes.
Yeah,
and I think too because they're smaller.
Maybe, I don't know. Who cares? And then there's they had the Egg McMuffin, which. By default, does not come with a meat on it.
Yeah.
Which is strange to me.
Yeah.
Is that still the case in 2021?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You need to order a sausage egg McMuffin or a bacon egg McMuffin.
Yeah.
To get one of those things on it.
And then I think that was like kind of it. Coffee?
Yeah. Well, and they probably had along with like the McMuffins, they also have
and the hash brown, of course.
Yeah, but they also have like I don't know, something else that's not a muffin. I forget what. That's like a different type of thing.
I remember it. It was back in the day where I was like, coffee. That must be pretty hardcore. Because I wasn't allowed to drink coffee. I'd get the hotcakes. I don't like eggs. Never really have liked eggs, Tom.
Well, that's probably why you don't like the breakfast from these.
Yeah,
places.
But
they're
I like
all
a
like
bacon,
based.
Egg, and cheese, but mostly for the cheese yeah. and bacon and the roll. Yeah, I would often pull the egg out.
Ew, why?
Because, oh, you pulled the slimy, gross thing out of a sandwich.
No, McDonald's does their eggs pretty well.
First of all, no, and I wasn't talking about McDonald's, but also, they don't.
They do. They make them in a little puck. It's nice.
Yeah.
They're still real eggs.
You like most food in puck form,
yeah,
if possible.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
No, the weird thing that I was going to say about McDonald's is going through these fast food breakfast items, like McDonald's, surprisingly, besides like the bagel, which, you know, is not really even featured. And I don't know, they added that 20 years ago. Like the newest items are the McGriddles. And that was also what, like 15, 20 years ago, they added those.
Yeah. Now explain the McGriddles.
Now the McGriddle.
Sane person.
The McGriddle is basically they found a way to make a sandwich, an egg sandwich or whatever, where the bread is
it's not a roll, it's not a bagel.
No, it's kind of a pancake, but not really. But it also has the syrup infused inside of it.
And not infused in the way where it's like incorporated. It's like little squishy packets of
yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Like you bite into it and like syrup explodes into your mouth.
But then you can't see it in the thing.
Yeah.
It like becomes syrup once it like mixes with your saliva. Maybe yeah. It's like freeze-dried syrup in there, like the astronaut food.
Tom, there was a time. All right, and they also had a sandwich that I would get all the time, which was a fried chicken breakfast sandwich.
Yes, yeah.
That was just a fried chicken biscuit.
Yeah, that was very good.
It was a biscuit.
And they don't have that anymore.
And it was great. And I would eat one
or
of those.
Or they have some similar thing, but not the same.
I was 25 on my way to work. Every morning I'd eat one of those on the way to
yeah.
work.
Yeah, it was fried in peanut oil. It was delicious.
Yeah, and I felt great all the time. But I do remember I got to work one day. and I probably hadn't had, because I would have actually turned this down. I wasn't that much of a glutton. But somebody was like, I got you a McGriddle. And I was like, cool, let me try this. And I was still in my mid-20s when I was eating garbage for every yeah. meal. It was great. Felt great. And I remember as it was going down my throat, I felt like my heart skip a beat or something. And I was like, oh, this is no good. Like, this is, I can, oh, this is why you can't eat this stuff.
That's, it wouldn't happen that quickly.
I know, but like, my brain was like telling me like, it really, I think my brain was smart enough to be like, fuck up his heart for a second, and then like, that'll scare him.
Us.
Yeah, and it worked.
The same way my brain can't see the steak bagel on the menu anymore. Yeah, the McGriddle is basically the geniuses that work at McDonald's were tasked with, all right, we make food that's incredibly fatty and salty. How can we also make it really sugary?
Yeah.
I've never eaten a McGriddle and not had the immediate urge to go back to McDonald's and get another one.
Oh wow. I've seriously only had one bite of a McGriddle in my life.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No, it does something to my brain like cocaine would, I imagine, of just like, you need more of this. And like, as long as I like tough it out for those 5 minutes afterwards, I've never actually done this. I've never had two, because I imagine it will do something awful.
Yeah, that would kill you.
But I do, like, there's just this...
Do you ever wonder why you feel bad all the time, Doug?
I don't feel bad all the time. I would if I was eating this stuff, but unfortunately, it's too far from my apartment to get to reliably. But yeah, McGriddles, I actually don't even order McGriddles all that often now that I think about it. I mean, I don't order any of this stuff often, but like... because of that, because I know like one will not be enough. One, after I eat one, I'm going to want to go back and order five more. And just like, I know my brain will override the other part of my brain that's like, stop it, we'll throw up. And I'll just keep eating them.
Please, we're going to die.
Not even like the, like, this is bad for you in the long run, but in the like short run of like, you're going to eat too much and you're gonna feel awful.
I think that's what my brain was saying. I think it was like more than like, this is bad for you in the long run, and kind of less of this is bad for you in the long run and more of like, no, if you actually eat a few of these within the next couple of weeks, like this might kill you.
Yeah.
You're a weak boy, Timmy. That's what my brain tells me all the time.
The number two to McDonald's, of course, Burger King.
The king? The home of the Whopper.
The home of the Whopper. Burger King has always had like a weird breakfast menu. I remember when I was younger and I worked in a mall, there was a Burger King in the mall, mm-hmm. right downstairs. And going there sometimes like before work or when I was supposed to be at work already and just being like, oh, I'm so hungry. And especially like you were saying, you know, this was when I was like 25 and it probably like hungover, had gone to bed a few hours before. And it was like, I need a Burger King breakfast or else I'm just not going to make it. And one of the gross things I would order there often because it was like very cheap was a sandwich they called a Hamlet.
A Hamlet? I've never even heard of the Hamlet.
Like from Billy Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So it was a croissant, egg, cheese, and ham.
That's a croissant-wich. Croissant-wich. Can we just... I found
Burger King presents a breakfast challenge to biscuit lovers. The Burger King.
Oh shit!
Did you cut it out just because you knew?
No, I'm on.
For
not...
sandwich, see if you can resist.
For sandwich,
eggs covered with melted
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah.
For so? Sandwich. All right.
Apologize.
I'm not sorry.
What?
You're a Philistine, Tom.
I'm not a.
It's the same way that Pillsbury has to call it a crescent roll. It's because.
All right.
It's cause...
Well, Tim, I'm not going to pretend like I'm above the good people at McDonald's. If they say it's called a crescent sandwich, then I'm going to parrot
it's
that.
It's Burger King, and Tom, you are Burger above King. Them. We're all above them.
Above a king? How dare you? Yeah. So I would get that sometimes.
The Hamlet.
A Hamlet.
But it's the exact same thing as a croissant sandwich.
But with ham.
The croissant sandwich has freaking ham on it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. This thing was cheaper. Oh, maybe it didn't have eggs. I think it was just ham and cheese. Yeah, it might have just been ham and cheese.
But why was that gross when I took the ham when I took the egg off of bacon, egg, and cheese?
Well, to like touch the egg is gross.
Yeah, it would slide out because it's slimy and gross.
This is also like, even as far as Burger Kings go, this was a scummy Burger King. There were always like fights breaking out and stuff.
It's funny.
I'm just trying to order five Hamlets here.
The Burger King at its grossest is the grossest food you can eat. Like,
oh, yeah.
That long chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's just got like a bunch of mayo on it.
Yeah.
And just like shredded lettuce.
Yeah. But it's like that patty doesn't even pretend to not be like
part of a chicken.
Yeah, it's just like we've got these chicken pieces that fell on the floor and we ground them up and just kind of mash them together. It kind of falls apart when you bite into
that
it.
That sandwich was my go-to for a short period of time.
Me too.
It was good.
High school lunch. I would go and eat that every day.
Yeah, I think it was like cheap. It was like cheaper than getting a burger
in like
some
the
reason.
Late 90s. It was like 89 cents or something. You could have that and like a large fry, and it's, you know, 2,700 calories. You're good for the day.
Whenever I ordered a Hamlet, too, the employee always had to like look up at the board because they were like, "Am I being punked? A Hamlet? We don't sell something," because they don't have like, you know, cutesy names like that for other items. It was a weird thing, and especially like it wasn't
a croissant.
Yeah, but like it wasn't a popular thing.
I've ordered that in the past. I went up there. I went to the freaking counter and said croissant witch.
They probably thought you were a real asshole. Yeah. They're probably like, ooh, la di da, the king of France is here ordering a sandwich from us.
There's definitely some pubes in those croissant witches.
Probably. So that's Burger King. Burger King, their big thing nowadays is they got a bunch of sourdough sandwiches, and they do that for the burgers too. It's pretty good. Again, it's a way where they're like, how do we put fat into the bun?
And like everybody else last year, the fine folks at Burger King were like, I have a sourdough starter, what should I do with it?
Yeah, and then they were and they just got out of control.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, because it's like grilled in butter or whatever. I mean it's absolutely delicious. It's the one of the most delicious things you'll ever put in your mouth, but also very bad. Tim, I want to talk about some of the new entrants into the game, though.
Okay.
First, Wendy's.
Wendy's. They've come out of the gate strong, I feel like.
They have, because they were confident enough to take their famous Baconator and make a breakfast Baconator. Which is somehow even more disgusting and like opulent than a Baconator.
It looks like a Baconator hamburger, except instead of the burger, it's a big sausage patty.
Yeah, so it's like, sausage.
Can I read what it is?
Sure.
This is their description of it.
Okay.
Grilled sausage, American cheese, applewood smoked bacon, a fresh cracked grade A egg, deep breath, more cheese, and more bacon, all covered in Swiss cheese sauce. Don't just break your fast. Destroy it. Tom, how many grams of fat do you think?
Oh, I have no idea.
Take a guess.
54.
It's 50.
Wow. I guess I did have some idea.
Yeah, you were very close. sodium, 1,750 milligrams.
Now,
cholesterol, 280 milligrams. Calories, 730, which sounds low to me.
It sounds low, but I think it's like smaller than an actual, like a Baconator.
I hope so.
I mean, yeah, you know, in fast food, like, you know, the things that have crazy calories are like the shakes and stuff. That's where, like, I'm never that, and fries people are like misled on.
I guess the cholesterol here is the real bad.
Because whenever people talk about, like, you know, how many calories are in like a Big Mac or a Whopper, it's always like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, it's a pretty big, substantial sandwich here.
Right.
Like that checks out. But yeah, it is like the cholesterol and the salt where, it, you know, just way out of whack with what you should be eating, especially first thing in the morning.
Yeah, they recommend for your entire day, you consume.
How many Baconators should you eat in a day?
You consume no more than 300 milligrams of cholesterol, or 200 milligrams if you have a high risk for heart disease, and that is 280 milligrams.
Okay, so it's under.
This one breakfast sandwich either
exceeds
or gets you right to your...
So as long as you don't have any other cholesterol for the day, you're fine.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow for breakfast.
This is the only thing you eat today.
Yeah.
You're fine. See you tomorrow.
I think that is a little underrated because, like, honestly, most of the times that I've had fast food, it has been, like, the one thing I've eaten that day. Where it is like...
Tom, this is demonstrably false what you're saying. We were roommates for like almost a decade.
No, you don't know me. You don't keep track of me all the time. A lot of times that's all I eat.
Tom.
Unless I'm hungry.
I mean, I'm not
afterwards.
Saying nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah. You're doing great.
Yeah, it's not true nowadays either. When I've had the last time I had Burger King, I had another hamburger like 2 hours later. But Wendy's also has a two breakfast sandwiches for $4 deal.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. I am kind of a fan of whenever places offer like two sandwiches for this much money. I'm always like, it's not what I want. I want a drink and fries.
Mm-hmm.
But for breakfast, I'm kind of into it because a lot of times it is like, well, as much as I want one of these like disgusting hash browns, I'd rather have, something with the same amount of fat that has more calories in it.
Yeah.
That's like a little more substantial.
I mean, you're really looking for a substantial meal.
When I'm going to a fast food place for breakfast, it's because I'm fucking starving.
Yeah.
There's no other.
Hungover?
And or hungover. There's no situation where I'm like, yeah, I could eat. Oh, let me go to Burger King and get a Hamlet. So then I am after like bang for buck.
Right.
And variety. So I do like a good $2 for $4 meal.
Tom,
I can already see where you are.
Well, what other new entrants do you have? Is this one of them?
Taco Bell. Yeah.
Taco Bell has my favorite breakfast currently.
Now,
and that's because it's my favorite because it has the most vegetarian options.
Mm-hmm. Favorite breakfast or your favorite breakfast item?
My favorite breakfast.
Okay.
Right?
Now,
like,
I know what your favorite breakfast item from there is, and this was a breakfast item that you were insistent that I had to go try.
It's the breakfast crunch wrap,
mm-hmm.
which, looking at this now, it looks like they've done this friggin' stupid Taco Bell thing that that they've done, where they've, like, simplified it for no reason. Because, like, in the past, like, we all know what a crunch wrap is.
I don't know if everybody knows what a crunch wrap
is. It's usually a tostada, like a hard tostada flat shell.
So, like a corn tortilla shell.
Yeah. That is that has a whole bunch of stuff like beans and meat. Mm-hmm. You can get without meat, sour cream, cheese, pico de gallo.
It has like a lot of stuff. Basically, everything in the kitchen.
Yeah,
throw
and then
into
it's
it.
All wrapped up into a big flour tortilla is kind of wrapped around it. So it's just a big disc shaped, wonderful thing. So this they
and
replace,
you also get the best of like. Tortilla, but it's got a crunch to it.
Yeah. Oh, because then they put it in like a panini press thing.
Yeah. And grill it. Grill the top.
They grill
and
both sides. Yeah.
Man, that panini press that Taco Bell has.
The flat.
Throw everything in there. It makes everything good.
You ever make your own burritos and then press them?
Tom. Yeah.
It makes you feel like, hey, I'm in a restaurant. I'm just in my own home. This one, so the breakfast crunch wrap, they replace that that tostada with a big hash brown, much like the McDonald's hash brown.
Mm-hmm.
Put some eggs on that. So
and
now,
it's like twice the size of a McDonald's hash brown, too.
Oh, yeah. It's giant. And then here, like, they've simplified it, so it's just like this scrambled eggs and bacon and cheese mixture.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to have ones where it was like eggs and like... different types of sauces and the tomatoes and the salsa and stuff. There used to be like five different Crunchwrap breakfast Crunchwraps. Now mm-hmm. there only seems to be one. Maybe this isn't my favorite breakfast anymore.
Wow. Well, I noticed that they seem like they have like a lot more. They have like a ton of different breakfast burritos on there now.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that makes sense for them. Yeah. So anyway, did you try that breakfast Crunchwrap?
I did, and it was phenomenal. It was very good. I mean, I would expect nothing. I don't think I've ever had anything from Taco Bell that I haven't liked, to be honest with you.
I got to agree 100%. I think they're the most consistently good fast food place.
I mean, I guess they never really stray too far.
Which is, hey, yeah. Stay within your wheelhouse. And they get creative within their constraints.
Right. Yeah. They remix the ingredients they have mm-hmm. To great effect. But I was surprised. Like, so they do have a burrito on there. I don't know if you can scroll up. I mean, if you can scroll up.
Yeah, my trackpad works.
They've got a burrito that has a hash brown in the middle of it.
Yeah, the hash brown toasted breakfast burrito. You can get it with steak. You get it without steak.
Now, is this the kind of steak that's going to make me diarrhea right after I eat it? Did they mention that?
It seems like probably,
yes. Do they have some ad copy in there that's like, this is the kind of steak that will make you diarrhea as soon as you eat it?
A cheesy toasted breakfast burrito.
You better
burrito.
Ask us for the combination to the bathroom before you order this burrito.
Tom, a cheesy toasted breakfast burrito with potato in it.
Uh-huh.
Looks delicious. $1.29.
Oh, my. Tim, we're fools. We're wasting money not buying these.
That's 340 calories, Tom.
Yeah. Which is like a great amount of calories to start the day off with. It's not too much. It's not too little.
Sure, this will weigh you down and eventually kill you.
But, I mean, that's like cheaper than pouring a bowl of generic cereal for yourself, for God's sakes. You're an idiot if you're not buying these. Taco Bell, their commercials should just be, you're an idiot if you're not buying our food.
Now, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell has innovated.
Oh, yeah. I can kind of see what you're looking at.
So, you know, McDonald's, you can get like a coffee, you can get milk, probably, you get an orange juice and one of those weird things.
Yeah, they give you like a little teeny tiny orange juice and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have gotten the orange juice. It was like three sips of orange juice.
Taco Bell's like, we're going to partner with Mountain Dew and we're going to make fucking morning Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Martin Dew. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Citrus.
When Tim was a child, he was only allowed to drink Martin Dew.
It's gross. And the headline
Key Foods.
Here says, show morning who's boss.
Yeah, fuck morning.
If you're living life the way you're supposed to, morning is always going to be a struggle. This paints a bad picture of the Target.
You know what though? That's what I've always liked about Taco Bell, that they're unashamed. Fourth meal, like that. They're like, this is for people who are garbage.
Yeah. Hey, are you stoned at night? Come get your shit.
Are you stoned and everything else is closed? Guess what? The best place is still open.
It's like the worst bully of all time just picking on you when you're most vulnerable, too tired to fight back, especially those pesky Mondays. I guess they're talking about mornings.
Mm-hmm.
What did we ever do to Mondays anyways to treat us so rough? Sure, we could be to blame partially for having an adventure-filled, jam-packed Sunday right before Monday, but it's not our fault. We're awesome and don't want to waste a perfectly good Sunday. One time I went to Taco Bell on a Sunday evening.
Was it awesome? Was it nonstop party?
There was a table of beefers trading hockey cards. But the Mountain Dew Kickstart gets us type of people. The slow walkers, the constant snoozers, the sleep through 4 alarm clocks, or the mom busting through our room to wake us to tell us we have 15 minutes until school starts. I see where this is. Whatever, though, right. This is why Mountain Dew Kickstart exists, to give you the energy to fight through the fatigue and punch morning right in its little 8 a.m. smack-talking mouth. And then there's literally, like, another that much copy after this.
And it's just for orange-flavored Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It was just like, your stupid mom's waking you up and telling you to go to school, but you're being fucking awesome on a Sunday night.
But see, that's the thing. All these fast food chains, they try and appeal to, like, you know, like, we're like where you want to have like your Thanksgiving or like your family. you're like, you have like a great normal family, right? Yeah. And you have dinner at McDonald's every Wednesday. It's like, no, that's not true of anybody.
A great normal family.
whereas like Taco Bell's like, look, our demographic is teenagers who can eat endless garbage and stoners and drunks. And you know,
and people reasonable are, people who once in a while will eat it at a rest stop.
Yeah. And like, that's who we appeal to. And yeah. I don't think they're even going after like the reasonable, no. like people like me and you.
Yeah.
And I think they get us because look, Tim, we want to recapture our youth.
Mm-hmm.
We read that ad copy and we're like, yeah, I am tired of my mom waking me up. Maybe I will have some of this orange Mountain Dew.
Well, I would never even take a sip of that. I'm sure it's vile.
I don't think I've ever had it. I'm a big fan of the Baja Blast, though.
I've never liked any Mountain Dew.
Well, you're not extreme.
Piss from a mountain? No thanks.
Yeah, well, you're just not extreme, Tim. You don't get it. You don't like skydiving or carving
carrying
on a snowboard
a concealed
like me.
Weapon in Manhattan.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide. You'll get that new Tim and Tom Get High episode. And if you're listening to this, maybe you're high. Maybe you're thinking about a Mountain Dew. Or maybe you want to try some of this stuff tomorrow. Sign up to Patreon. Toke up with us.
Yeah.
And then go get some garbage to eat. Follow us on Instagram at TCGTE. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim.
That's all I'm going to plug for this week.
Yeah. Hey, no, check out the Discord. Complete Guide.
Check out the Discord. Complete Guide.
There's some good folks on the Discord. There's some good discourse on the Discord.
Wow.
And the Reddit. r/TCGTE.
Wow. I said I was done with all the plugs.
You were done, but I'm 51% of this podcast.
You're not 51%.
I have a controlling stake in this podcast, Tom.
You want people to think like you're a cool underground hacker type. Like, yeah, sign up on Facebook if you like Tom, but check out the hackers Discord.
Yeah. A hacker.
And subreddit.
What would be a better use for this branding, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
A morning coffee flavored version?
Okay.
Or a beer? Mountain Brew.
Probably a beer, because I don't think a Mountain Dew flavored coffee would be good.
But like, it would, and they already have Kickstart.
Yeah, they've got that base covered.
Yeah.
Whereas like a citrusy, like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
A Mountain Dew Hefeweizen would probably be pretty good.
You mean Mountain Brew?
Yeah, a Mountain Brew.
Yeah.
Like a seltzer, like a alcoholic Mountain. Just put alcohol in Mountain Dew. Don't you just be like it's Mountain Dew that'll get you fucked up. Yeah. That's what we call it.
But we call it Mountain Brew.
I also do want to give an honorable mention. I forgot about Burger King, because Burger King also has you know, they have their menu and it's like, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, sides, kids, dessert. But they also have, besides breakfast, they have a section called burgers for breakfast.
I mean, why not? I'm a big proponent of just like, go, eat normal food for breakfast.
But if you go to the burgers for breakfast section, just all the regular hamburgers. They haven't done anything.
Yeah.
But I love it. Yeah, serve you know, everybody got so upset about, like, how come McDonald's doesn't serve breakfast all day long? Rom over here yelling, how come they don't serve Big Macs all day long?
Yeah, on a Big Mac at 8:30 a.m.
I mean, there's no reason why it's like, oh, that's disgusting. No, here, have this McGriddle.
I think, yeah, this is my soapbox for all breakfast, where it's like, I should be able to have steak and potatoes for breakfast. Actually, people do have that.
Yeah, steak and eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think a hamburger, yeah, it's fine. You're going to the hamburger store.
Yeah.
You want to buy a hamburger.
They opened up the hamburger store. You're open. Just fucking make me a hamburger.
That's what I'm here for. I saw your commercials about hamburgers. Mm. Oh, now I got to come back later? That's what you're telling me?
The clown told me I could get a hamburger here.
Who did?
The clown.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.